This is Pastor Elisha Lawson, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. And I want to welcome you to Faith Made Simple.
Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Well, I'm so excited about this teaching. This is part 4. I encourage you, if you haven't listened to part 1, part 2, part 3, that you listen to it in that order. That way you'll get the fullness of what this teaching was about. We're only dealing with 15 minutes at the most. May go a little bit over, but not too much over. We want to give you too much. We want to just feed you enough for you to be hungry to come back and hear another part of it. Well, this is part 4. And guess what? We're getting ready to move into more of what we've been teaching you. Now, this whole teaching, part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4, is this here. Faith proof your marriage. And I say it in every one of them. When you go to the store, they have products that says it's safe, waterproof. In other words, it's guaranteeing you that water cannot get in if you use this kind of material or this kind of equipment or whatever it may be. You may say it'll keep out different things. So this is what we're talking about. Faith proof your marriage. It keeps out the things that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said in John 10, he said, "The thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy." Jesus said, "But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So the enemy wants to come into your marriage and steal, kill, and destroy. And if you have children, it will affect them. Now, keep in mind, you may say, "Well, I'm not married." I was. Good that you're listening to this here, because one day you may want to marry again. But this second time or whatever time, it's going to work. You might say, "Pastor Lawson, I'm not married yet." That's all right. You are in the right position. Thank God you're going to get this teaching before you get married. And you may say, "Pastor Lawson, I am married." Well, thank God you have a husband and you have a wife. Now, let's get in the word so you will remain married. We're dealing with it. Life changing. Simple. Remember, that's why we call it Faith Made Simple. The simpler you understand faith, the more you'll see the greatest moves of God and changes and advancing in life through faith. Because without faith, Hebrews 11:6 says, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And Hebrews 11:1 tells you what faith is. First of all, we know faith is the word of God. But it says now faith is the substance of things that you are hoping for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is what you want. It is substance. It is the proof. It is the evidence. What is faith? We went over the scripture and I'm just going over it fast so you can look at it later on. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing." How does faith come? By hearing. You got to have an ear to hear, and hearing by the what? The word of God. So what did that scripture just tell me? The word of God is faith. It doesn't have faith. It is faith. Remember that. And faith is the word of God. It's like water and wet. Water doesn't have wet. Water is wet. Faith is the word of God, and the word of God is faith. So when you speak the word, you're speaking faith. When you're hearing faith, you're hearing the word. The word of God is your substance. It's your proof. It's your evidence that you can have exactly what faith has said. Now, you got to believe it. Believing is not faith. You got to understand what believing is. Romans tells us, Romans 10:8 says, "For with the heart, man believes." Talking about not your physical heart. You are a spirit being. You live in this body. It's talking about out of the real you in this body. "For with the heart man believe unto righteousness. What is righteousness? The word of righteousness. What is the word? The faith of God, which is the righteousness of God unto and with the mouth. Here's believing. This is how you can tell whether you believe. With the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made unto salvation. Salvation doesn't only mean I'm born again. Salvation means all the promises that God has promised you through Christ Jesus. You can have them if you learn how to believe the word of faith that's coming to you. You will put it in your heart. You will speak it out your mouth, and then you will move in the direction of it, and it will come to pass. That's how faith is. It's simple, but yet it is powerful. Now, we're talking about faith. Listen, it's very important. It's very important. This faith is proof. It proofs your marriage. It keeps the wrong things out. Now, we're going to finish this up right now. Let's go back to it. We've covered a lot already. I encourage you to go back again and look at each part, and then it'll all come together. But we're going to pick it up. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Now, we left off at verse 28. Let me read that again. It says, so ought men to love their wives as their own body. Notice, you're the head, man. Your wife is your body. Just like Jesus is the head of the church, and we, men and women that are born again, are his body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. If you love your wife, you love yourself. If you hate your wife, guess what, men? You hate yourself. Wife, if you hate your head, you hate yourself. The two of you are one. When Adam and Eve came together, he said, we're now bone and bone and flesh and flesh. We are one. One. You are one with your husband because you are in union now. But we all that are born again, male and female, if you accept the Jesus, we are one with Christ. So now we're going to pick up this last portion of it, and we're going to close it out with this here. Notice what it says in verse 29. For no man even yet hate his own flesh, but nourish it and cherish it, even as the Lord, the church. And we went over that. You take care of your body. Most men do. Most men love their body. They try to make sure it's healthy, make sure it's strong, and they try to cherish it in the sense that they want it to look nice and hang in there and live long. Well, even as the Lord, the church. He loves the church. So you need to love your wife like he loves the church. Verse 30, for we are members of his body. We are members of the body of Jesus Christ and of his flesh and of his bone. We are united with him. Those of you who are born again, you are a part of the body of Christ. Just like your natural body has fingers. You might be a finger, a knee, a elbow. It doesn't matter. But guess what? You're in the body. You're in the body. You're somewhere in the body. Jesus is the head. You're in his body. But guess what, husband? That wife is your body. And guess what, wife? Your head is your husband. And husband, we learn that you must be the one that will honor your wife. And so she can submit to you. You got to be acting like Christ, not like somebody outside of Christ. She can only submit to Christ. Now, here's what we got to look at now very quickly. Look what it says here now in verse 30. It says, for we are members of his body and his flesh and of his bone. Verse 31. For this cause, listen to it. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife. That's what you do. You got married, you left your father and mother and joined to his wife, and they too shall be one. That's in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31. You too, when you got married, the legal and proper way, you too, in the sight of God, are now one. Look what it says in verse 32. This is a mystery, a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Here's the mystery. What happened to Christ and his church? It happened to you and your wife when you got married. Look what he says in verse 33. Nevertheless, this is very important. Listen carefully. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. Men, so love your wife, even as himself. Love your wife like you love your body, like you love yourself. And the wife, notice what it says, see that she reverence her husband. Now, here's the revelation. When a woman loves, when your wife loves you, husband, guess what you call it? Now, she's saying, I love you. She's operating in love towards you in her actions and in her talking. But when it get to us men, guess what we call love? Reverence. My wife respect me. My wife respect me. We say, my wife respect me. When she speak those kind words to you and do those kind things to you and talk to you like you are the head of, because you're acting like Christ, you call that, my wife respects me. She reverenced me. That's what that reverence means. She respect me. But guess what? When you speak reverence back to her, because that's how we speak, we call it, when we speak reverence back to her, when it get back to her, guess what she call it? Love. She said, oh, my husband loves me. But you just respect her because she's being a good wife. And you call it, hey, I respect my wife. You're saying love, but you're really saying I respect her. But that when that respect gets back to her, she receives it as love. So guess what that verse says in verse 33? Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. Men, how do you love your wife? By your respect. By bringing it back to her in your respect. But when it get back to her, she considers it love. She considers it love. You go and do something wonderful, huh? Man, I want to do something wonderful for my wife because, man, I respect her. She's been a hard worker. She's taken care of the children. She's been a good wife to me. I'm going to go do something. And you're doing it because you respect her because of what she done. But when you do it towards her, guess what she received it as? My husband loves me. Wow. And then husbands or then wives, when you say, I love my husband and you can submit yourself because he's acting like Christ. Guess what? She when you send it back to him, you saying, I love my husband. Oh, he's a great man. But when it get to him, guess what he gonna say? My wife respects me. My wife reverence me. So, you know, it works both ways. Man's respect is your love. And your love is man's respect, your husband's respect. Do you understand that? And then you know the right from wrong. You treat your wife like Christ treats the church. That means you got to open the Bible up and find out how Christ treats his church. One thing he never does is beat his wife. Amen. One thing he never does is make her feel like she's less than. And wives, it's the same thing with you. You don't beat on your body, your husband, or speak the wrong things. Both of you are one. You cannot hurt one without hurting the other. You hear what I just said? You cannot hurt one. I'll make him pay. He'll wish he never done. I'll make her pay. I wish she. You are talking to yourself. Say no. I understand the revelation now from the word of God. Faith has come to me. Faith has come to me and I believe it. So I want to pray now on this last one first for every married couple. I want to pray also for those of you who are not married, but one day you want the right one to come into your life. And I want to pray for those of you who were married, but divorced. It didn't go right. It's not too late. Something good can still happen. This time, if you do get married, you'll know how to handle the marriage. Or if you go back to the same one and they're ready for it, you'll know how to get back in union. Father, I pray for every married couple, every single couple that one day will be married, and even divorced couples. I pray, Father God, that they hear this teaching and that they will operate in the position that they have been placed. The men are the head like Christ is the head to the church. And the wife is the body like the body of Christ, the church, is to Jesus, who is the head. I pray, Father God, if there's been any confusion in any marriages, I now speak to it in the name of Jesus. And I command the demonic powers and the wrong thinking and the selfishness that may happen at times between husband and wife to be removed from you. And I tell you, my brother or my sister, repent of what you've said against each other and be reunited and forgive each other and be made whole. And thank you for hearing this teaching in Jesus' name. Now, I want to say this here. If you're not born again right now, just say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe you are the Son of God. You died for me, and I accept you now. Thank you for coming into my heart. I believe I'm saved, and I'm ready to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, here's my book. If you just said that prayer and you was never born again, or even if you are saved, but you just want to get the book, it's called Did I Really Get Saved? You can look down and you'll be able to see how to get it. And it'll be life changing to you. Remember this broadcast. We need to hear your comments. We need to hear how you like this here. So we'll be listening for you. And we are on YouTube. So make sure you share it with others. And remember one thing. Keep it simple. Faith made simple. We're going to go into a whole new series after this day, after this fourth one here. Be ready for more. See you then. Bye. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.